This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
M4.
See, I'll quickly give you a rundown. We have got King 7, King 3, Clare 6, 1, Downing 3, Darwin 2, Jesus 3, Wolfson 2, Saint Cap 3, Selwyn 3, Christ 3, Corpus 2, Trinity Hall 3, Homer 2, Fat 4, Eddie's 2, Jesus 4, Hughes Hall 2, and then Sandwich Boat, which is Christ 4.
The boats have just started rowing here at the top end of the course. So King's M2 are currently sailing past me, looking very confident. Unfortunately, they are being very hard pushed by King's M3, who have got the gap down for about three quarters of a length as they come round first post corner and are looking very comfortable. Closely behind them are Clare Hall M1, who are also gaining very fast on Keys. That is going to be a bump between one of those three boats for sure. It just depends whether Clare Hall can catch Keys before Keys catch Kings. Coming past me now, Downing M3, and they are being pushed very hard by Darwin M2. Unfortunately, them, Jesus M3, have got it down to about a foot off the end of the Darwin M2 boat, and it looks as if Jesus is going to bump Darwin on the first post corner. That's just going out of sight now, but I think their cock is going to have to see any minute, and I'll let you update about that.
Clare Hall 1, they've just bumped Keys 3, just coming into Grassy, so that Clare Hall have bumped up on Keys 3, which has left Kings 2 with a very easy row over ahead of the division. Clare Hall 1 bumping up on Keys 3, and Keys were very close to getting Kings 2, so they'll be slightly frustrated. Coming past now is Downing, and it looks like there's been that bump that you said there probably would be, Alice, behind them, because there is very much clean water. I can't see any other boats, so that must mean that Jesus 3 have bumped Darwin 2. Jesus 3 bumping Darwin 2. Alice, back to you at first place.
Okay, well, Corpus Christi, Christ and Selwyn have just gone past, and they're all roughly on station at the moment. There's been some very enthusiastic whistling from the bank party, but quite frankly, I think that's a little bit premature at this stage. If there is a bump, it won't be for a little while. Behind them, there seems to be so I think there's been some early bumps further down the course. In the meantime, I can just see Jesus M4 being chased by Hughes Hall. They appear to be the only boats that are currently coming towards me. And Hughes Hall look as if they're about to catch Jesus. Hughes Hall has got overlap with Jesus. Hughes Hall has got overlap. And Jesus has to see some. That's the bump between Jesus and Hughes Hall. Andy, is there anything else going on with Grassy?
Yeah, I'm watching this very interesting three-way tussle. It's between Selwyn 3, Christ 3, and Corpus 2. There's about three-quarters of a length between all of them. It's very, very interesting. They're going round Grassy now. Selwyn 3, they've got no one in front of them. They're trying to hold on. I think there's certainly going to be a bump here somewhere. It's just who can manage to get that bump first. So again, it's between Selwyn 3, Christ 3, and Corpus 2. I think there's going to be a bump here, either at distance or maybe as they get round onto the long reach. It's quite blustery down here, so that it'll be interesting to see how that affects them as they go round distance. But let's look out for those three, and let's, for the moment, we're heads back up to you, Alice. Can you confirm any of those bumps lower on down the division?
No, Thomason, first and third, St. Eddie's, and Jesus have all stopped under the railway bridge. So whether that was a bump on another bump between Ed and first and third, or whether St. Ed's and first and third were in fact held up, you can't quite tell. I'm going to run down and have a look, and I should be able to update you. But let's go to Ian first. Ian?
Yeah, so when I've just gone past the plough, they're quite comfortable, Ian? Because Corpus Christi have just bumped Christ 3, and right outside the plough, and then pulling over to the side. Okay, anything down to you, Andy?
Ian. So there are four boats we have unaccounted for at the moment. Trinity Hall 3, Homer 2, Bat 4 and Eddie's 2. They've all stopped before the motorway bridge. So there are only two crews which are actually still rowing at the moment. Sorry, three crews which are still rowing. King 2, a comfortable rowover, Downing 3 and Selwyn 3. So what I'll do is I'll give a provisional rundown of what we believe has happened, and then we'll go back and hear from Alice to see if we can confirm those bumps that happened very early on. So King's still going to row over at the top. Keys 3 will bump by Fairhall 1. Downing 3 row over. Darwin 2 bump by Jesus 3. Wolfson bump by Cat 3. Selwyn 3 row over. Christ 3 bump by Corpus 2. We've then got Little 3, Homerton 2, 4 and Eddie's 2, who we have not seen. So we can speculate that Tithall 3 were bumped by Homerton 2 and that Fat 4 were bumped by Eddie 2, unless there was some kind of hold up where the boats were obstructed. Jesus 4 were bumped by Hughes Hall 2, and then Christ 4 have actually just rowed past me. They have a sandwich boat, a long and slow row over. That's the Rusty boat for Christ. Will, let's quickly go down to Will, who's on the long reach. And Will, which boats are going past you now?
Right, well, I've just seen Downing 3 and Selwyn 3 go past. I think Downing 3 were quite lucky to get away from that. They don't look good. However, Selwyn 3 don't look like they've got any chance in hell of catching them. Other than that, it's a little pair, nothing else to support. Big headwind. Back to you.
Thank you. And let's just finally go to Alice to see if we can confirm those suspected bumps, which we believe is Trinity Hall 3 bumped by Homerton 2 and Fat 4 bumped by Eddie's 2. Alice.
Hello, yes. Well, I have just spoken to the Trinity Hall bank party and they were indeed bumped by Homerton M2, as we called, which I think means we are fairly safe in assuming that 1st and 3rd M4 were also bumped by St Edmund. And I can see St Eddie coming past me. Yes, and Eddie's don't appear to have greenery, so I'm assuming they were bumped. So yes, they are as we called it. Andy, back to you on Grassy.
Thank you very much, Alice. So one final time then. Bump for Clare Hall, who bumped Key 3. Bump for Jesus on Darwin 2. St Cat's on Wilson. Corpus on Christ. Thomason on Trinity. We believe Eddie's bumped Fat, but we'll confirm as soon as possible. Hughes Hall bump Jesus, and then throw over for King to Downing 3, Selwyn 3 and Christ 4.
Maybumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
At the top, King 2 rode over, which means they will be sandwich boat for the M3 division. Just below them, Clare Hall M1 bumped Keys 3 up into second and Keys down to third. Downing 3 then rode over below them in fourth. Darwin 2 were bumped by Jesus 3, who move up to fifth in the division with Darwin 2 down in sixth. St Cat's 3 bumped up on Wolfson 2, pushing St Cat's to 7th and Wolfson down to 8th. Owen 3 managed a row over in 9th. And Corpus 2 bumped Price 3 up into 10th with Corpus down with Christ down in 11th. Tithall 3 moved down from 12th to 13th with Thomason 2 bumping up on them. First and third 4 got bumped by St Edmund 2, who move up into 14th, with first and third 4 down in 15th now. Jesus 4 were bumped by Hughes Hall 2, who move up into 16th, with Jesus in 17th. And Christ 4 had a very lonely row over at the bottom.
May bumps.
Cam FM.